Since we're all close to the summer, I think I've discussed a few years ago, people do traveling. Get up early. We do brachas. We go out of time before you daven, after you daven. Basically, those are the most halachas we're talking about today. But it's Mount Tfila, and so on. And Mechaber says, in Siman Pei Tes, I'm going to quote Mechabers, I'm going to say some halachas, get these Mechabers. Mechaber says, in Siman Pei Tes, Siv Gimel, also lo the sasik betzrochov, a leilach lederach, achispal tfil yitches. It's also for a person to be sasik betzrochov, or go on the road, achispal tfil yitches. Until you daven. You're not allowed to go out on the road. If you want to leave town, you first have to daven. Ramos says, Yesh makilim, lacha shahomu, mixes brachas, kare shahomu, baruch shahoma, v'tzor lahachma. But he ends up telling, even though there's sheet of the whole, if you said birchas, said the brachas in the morning, birchas shach in the morning, then you can go. However, v'tzor lahachma, in the minute to be machma. For the dinner we hold, you know, to do any traveling, in fact, Mishwus says even before Mincha, in Sifkan Yitzes, it says even before Mincha, Ma'ariv Nisim, if he gives manam, has Allah Chalak Shachas. So, Chatzila, a person should not do, should not start, the day should start first with davening. And it says also, Lashon Hatzah, you're not allowed to. The Mechaber says, in Simim Mem Zayin Sif Gimel, Mechaber says, Sif Yud Gimel, Hamashkim, Kaidim Ara Yom, if someone gets up before the morning, Lomad, Mavach, Bichsa Torah, Vein Yitzorach, Lazar Vach, Yishiel, Chol Beis HaKnesses. A person gets up before Yom to learn, he says Bichsa Torah, and he doesn't have to say the Brachas again later. Mashkim Kain Ara Yom, Mavach, because if he wants, he can say in Bichsa Shachar before Alois HaShachar, that you have to eat mamish till it's daylight. Alright. Now, dinner is inalad, we said before, and soon inalad to go out, once it comes mandav, inalad go outside. Let's say, for instance, let's say it's 6 o'clock in the morning and halal to shacha. So I want to get up 5 o'clock in the morning and start traveling then. And as before, you're halal to shacha, then you're allowed to start traveling. The shacha, you have to stop when you stop. But well, I didn't start yet. Give me a chance, okay? So the din is, you get up in the morning. If you start before Alois HaShachar, you're allowed to get up and do anything. Like, in fact, the Mishmur speaks out in Siman Pei Tes. He says that you're allowed to do malacha. So in other words, if someone wants to start traveling. Very poor, but let's say 6 o'clock is Alois HaShachar. So he wants to go to travel at 4 o'clock in the morning, he's allowed to. So he wants to come, he starts traveling after 6 o'clock, Alois HaShachar, then he first has to daven. Okay. So let's say if you do get up early, so the Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel and Sif Mem Zayin that you're allowed to, if it's after Chatzos HaLaila, you're allowed to say Birchas HaTorah, and you're allowed to say all the brachas, except the bracha Nesesechvi. And that you should wait until after Alois HaShachar. If a person will go back to sleep again, let's say a person will go back to sleep again, a shinis kava, let's say a person gets up 4 o'clock in the morning, does some work, and then he goes back to sleep again for another hour. So the shah is to make again bisatoya, the dinner is the minigas not to make a bisatoya, but I'm going to play history. Okay. Let's say, assume you say Birchas HaShachar. There's a machlokes haposkim, you say Birchas HaShachar while you're still sitting, or you have to stand for Birchas HaShachar. Let the Birchas HaShachar be down in the shul, you say Birchas HaShachar. You have to stand or sit. So, there's a machlokes haposkim. Mishavu doesn't discuss it, but there's a Pirmi Gadim, there's a Pirmi Gadim in Tav Lama days, in Hichot Pesach, Mishvizah Sufkan days, he says that you have, that you can say this thing down. Because why? Because you look in the Gemara and Bracha, when it talks about making a Bracha, it says when you do this, you get up out of bed, make this. When you're still laying in bed, make this Bracha. So if I say, you can make some of the Brachas when you're laying in bed. So you see from the Gemara, you're allowed to make these Brachas right now. So therefore, if let's say you drive in a car, so you want to say Brachas then, let's say on the way to Shul, you want to say the Brachas, you can say the Brachas when you're sitting in the car. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what the Pirmei Gadim seems to hold. But you see, because the Brachas is the Sakri say by Tfilah. But really, you can say when you're in bed and get out of bed, you can say like the Kefukim, you can say all these other Brachas. Ma'avishayin, you can say all these Brachas when you're still lying in bed. However, the Mekor Chayim, that's from the Mechavis Yor, Anor Chayim, in Simon Memvav, he says, that it's Rai Lamed B'Birch Shacha. The B'Birch Shacha first should be standing. By Birchas Hatzaya, the Aruch HaShulchan speaks out, I think it's in Memvav, cut right to Simon, he says, you're allowed to say Birchas Hatzaya is sitting down. So let's say someone is traveling, and he wants to say some brachas, while he's still driving the car, or he's a passenger in the car. Let's say he's driving the car. So let's say, if you have your passenger car, you don't have to get out of the car and say the bus. You can say the bus while you're sitting down. Let's say you're driving the car, so it depends on the situation. It depends what type of traffic you have. Let's say if you're on the highway, that's not a place to say brachas then, because your mind, you won't be mechavan on brachas, you won't be mechavan properly, because you have to keep your mind on the road. But let's say you're driving on a side street, so there's no traffic. And then the question, can I doubt you? Can I say brachas? Because I tell you, let's say someone wakes in the morning, there's two bots from shul, and he wants to say the brachas, he wants to say, he wants to say his brachas in the car. So if he knows that there's no traffic, and his mind can keep his mind on the brachas, then he's allowed to say the brachas even when he's in the car. Better things to say in shul, but a lot of times you come to shul, they've got home brachas already, so you want to get ahead of the game a little bit, then you're allowed to say it even in the car. So you have a shita from the Pirmei Gadim, they make it say the Birchas HaShacha, you can say it even in a car, there's no problem. Now the Chavis Yor.
Is it better to wait though until a light to say Birchas HaShacha?
The minig is to wait, but you don't have to. That's the minig is to wait. All right. Well, get that. That's not good. Right? Now, about davening, how early can you daven one? Let's say you want to go on the road, some people want to travel, they want to make a full day outing, get up early in the morning, and they want to go and travel to go somewhere. Let's say they want to go to New York. They want to go to Hasna. You don't want to start 10 o'clock in the morning because you arrive 1 o'clock in the afternoon until you rent a car, until you get to see the whole day shot. So a lot of people, they do is they leave early in the morning, so they have a full day of work, they could work in, they could do in New York what they have to do. Sometimes they have a meeting at 11 o'clock in the morning, so they have to get up early. How early can you daven, can you start davening? Alright, the thing is, the Mishnah Berurah, B'yah Lach, and Sirim Peites, says you have 72 minutes. Shah V'chaymish. From the Mishnah Berurah V'aystar, from the B'yah Lach V'aystar, it's 72 minutes no matter when. Winter, summer, it doesn't make a difference. The Chazon Ish argues on this B'yah Lach, and he says, wait a minute, Talish Shah is minus, everything else Talish Shah is minus. Why does the Mishnah Berurah say clearly 72 minutes, like flat 72 minutes? But Maitza, the Olam is not like the Mishnah Berurah. So Shah V'chaymish, you could start davening a Shah V'chaymish before next. That's when you start. That's what Mishnah B'Halacha says. And the meaning is like that, not the Chazon Ish. However, the Shah is putting on Talis and Tefillin. What do you do with Talis and Tefillin? Now, Shah is a number of Shahs. First of all, the thing is that putting on Tefillin, the Mechavis says, in Simon Lamed, I think it is. The Mechavis says in Simon Lamed that this man is. He says, "Man, I'm chasim b'abayka m'shiyiras chaveri." This man is putting on tefillin and yakis chaveri. What is the shi yakis chaveri? There's a shalom achrayim. There's a pirmei gadim says 6 minutes before alois. He doesn't say when I like this, but he says six men alive. But the sense of most paiskin, this is what Moshe writes in the Tshuva also, depends on the tzius. You know, when you come back about 2 years, chaveri. Normally it's between 35 to 40 minutes before Netzachama. If you ever look outside, I try to hear a few times, usually between 35 and 40 minutes before, it depends which earth you can live in, but according to the Moshe most paiskin, it's as many years, chaveri, usually about the 35 to 40 minutes before Netzachama. It's all different, in different countries, but let's say in Chicago, about 35 to 40 minutes before Netzachama, then the Shir Yach is chaveri. That's what the Mechaber says. Van Chosim Abayger, she is chaveri. That's what Mount Arog Limoy, Sa'ad Korofi Galamis, we have to run, we'll be mocking him then. But what? Let me finish. What? Yeah, that's what Pim Gunn says. I'm just telling what he says. Then there's even Eish Avram, it says, let's say snow outside. It makes it look lighter, because you can start the snow or not. It's all shy. But that, I don't want to go to that, because we have a lot to say today. Right. So, the din is, so let's say we take on, like most paiskim, it's about 35 minutes before, 35.4, you could, that's the tzitzit you can put on tefillin. However, Mechaber says, in Sim Lamas of Gimel, how you write the letter to death, Bashkama, Enicham, if you go up early in the morning, you put on your tefillin, or Shegiyaz Manam, you mashmish b'am yivarach. And it comes man, put it on, and be mashmish, and make a bracha then. You put it on, you make a bracha later. The Shabur brings down over here, Nechon Kavitz Yossi, Yachal Echavim, Yeshemitzvah, it goes in Shemitzvah there, okay. Ramosha writes, Ramosha has two tshuvas on this. In first chelik Arachayim, and in the fourth chelik Arachayim. The fourth chelik, or first Arachayim, he says like this. He says, a regular Baal Bas, when he puts on tefillin, even before Yaakov's chaver, he should make a bracha. Why? Because he doesn't know the halacha so well, if you get to make a bracha later on, but a Talmud Chacham, who knows the din, should put on tefillin without a bracha, and comes the shir of Yaakov's chaver, then should make a bracha. That's what he writes in the first chelik in Igus Moshe Arachayim. When it came, I don't know if you remember, there was the oil embargo in 1973, so then was the shaila of many of these cities, especially New York, and Detroit is even worse. They wanted to see more daylight outside in the evening, so they shouldn't burn so much electricity. So they did is they, so the day started later. So some places, Netzachama was 9 o'clock, and New York was around 8 o'clock, and a lot of people got to go work. So there, Moshe had the tshuva, and there he said a little bit different. He said different. There is a tzitzit, I guess he changed it because Negeya Tzibah, Negeya was Gans Yoch Negeya. So he writes over there, first thing he writes, everybody, even a Talmud Chacham, can make even 72 minutes. By Lois HaShacha, they can make it, they can send Mecham Ben Eperetz, and they can make a bracha, even a Talmud Chacham can make a bracha 72 minutes before next. And then he can start diving in. Then he says further, he says, let's say 72 minutes won't do the job, 7 minutes is not enough. Like at that time, since you start at work 7:30 in the morning, you really got a problem. So what he said is, you have until 90 minutes before Netz. You have 90 minutes before Netz. How do you get 90 minutes? He's standing back on the guy. The guy holds that every meal. Now Shiloh, how do you get 72 minutes? Before I get 72 minutes. Because we take out each meal is 80 minutes. You have 4 milim. So you have 72 minutes. Shabbat b'chaimish. That's how you figure out 72 minutes. But Hichas Pesach, the Gra says that and it's negeya mach losa. So maximum mach 18 minutes. But the shir, the shita doesn't hold that it's 22 and a half minutes. That's the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon 22 and a half minutes is a shir meal. So if you take 22 and a half minutes and each meal is multiplied by 4, so that's how you have 90 minutes. You have 90 minutes, and then you have, that's where he gets the 90 minutes. So he says, if you have the Shas Chat, you know, if your 72 minutes is not enough for you, you can start diving 90 minutes before Netzachama, you can start diving Shachas. And you can make a bracha on Tfilin, Mohan Tfilin. Now, there is one Shita, I think they sell, but I didn't see it inside, but they sell from, but it makes sense, from Yashar Ben Salvech, keep asking that time 73. He was Merkel for an hour and 20 minutes before. 2 hours. Why? Because he was, because there's a sheet of the old, each meal is 24 minutes. The other sheet is a person old, a meal, not the girl, but the other sheet is the high gun girl, they hold each meal 24 minutes. And also you have a Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is from Nes to Aloit is 5 mil. So Shasub Chakas, Yishtem HaDat Yochid, so measure 24 times 5 equals 120 minutes. So they say over him, he was Meiko, 120 minutes. But this is what Moshe held, 90 minutes.
Even if you don't hold it after Motzei Shabbos.
1 second. So when this Shulah came out, I asked Moshe, the Chayim, if you hold 90 minutes or 72 minutes in the morning, then for Shkia, you should have to hold, if you hold 90 minutes, you should have to keep the place 90 minutes. Shabbos should keep 90 minutes or keep 72 minutes. Because it goes, you know, if it's 72 minutes here, 72 minutes, because the Gemara says in Pesachim, there's 4 milim from Netz Talai, and also from Shkia to Tzeis, there's 4 milim. So the Gemara shot, so I asked 2 shots, this is the 1 shot I asked for. So in the day of the shot, so the Chayr is a good kasha. The Chayr, if you keep 90 and 70 minutes, you should keep 90 minutes in. Here, a lot of times people keep 40 minutes, 45 minutes, so you should be fast, everyone can dive in 72 minutes, you have to be fast, everyone has to keep 72 minutes by Tzeisek Chavim from now on. If they make a hit, you know, you can't take the calls from Beit Stodem. That's why he asked him. So he smiled at me, and he said, Tzveyin den Yonim, initiate. So I never got an answer. I think it's a Shtaka Kasha. That's one Kasha. Agav, I asked him the second Kasha. I asked him, he didn't answer me. I asked him, why is it from Shkir to Tzeis, which is 4 million, same Gemara, 4 million from Shkir to Tzeis is 4 million, and from next Talais, there is so from next Talais, you could have a Chathila, you could have a Mokhul Tzeis, you could have a Mokhul Tzeis, after Shkir came down, because it's Sefer Gelayla. So I asked him, why is it Bein HaShmoshes between Shkir to Tzeis, and, but between, about from next Talais, there's no Bein HaShmoshes. No such thing as Bein HaShmoshes. I think it's good. And I looked around, even before I asked the Moshe, I looked around, I found there was a machlokes about it. The Chacham Sofer says, and I go to the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Pesach, Chacham Sofer says clearly, that it's Bein HaShmoshes. Just like Bein HaShmoshes from Shkia to Tzeis, this Bein HaShmoshes from that to Alois. It's Bein HaShmoshes, same thing, something on the Sofer Gelayla, all the halachas apply. Because Pashas, you learn that from Moshe Shachar is young already. As halacha, just you don't dive until next. So there's some sense like that. But however, there's a kuntris. And Evan Ezel has a kuntris Ben Ashmoshes in Evan Ezel. And there he asks on some sefer, and he says that it's only, they're only said Ben Ashmoshes, or the only time Ben Ashmoshes is only by Shkir to Tzeis, and he asks on the Chassam sefer. So I asked Moshe this kasha, so he says, Mehatn, no Ben Ashmoshes is only to Shkir to Tzeis, and not Alois. Finished. Okay. That's two shahs there from the Gea. This tshuva that wrote the oil embargo. That's the Gea Dami. So you have 72 minutes, and the reality is 90 minutes. What about Talus? Talus is a little bit worse. Talus and Simin Yutches. The Chavis says, like this. Right last month, so you can't put it at night time, because it's a reason my story. So in Amos, the Chavis says, in Simin Yutches of Gimel, but in Ramah says, "In Rashi, Malach Shachar Ve'Elav, Yeshem Yevarach Elav." So if I put on Malach Shachar, you make the morning. You make it in the morning. So Mishmur speaks out, and he says, "Chayin Nagin." That's how it winds off. However, being down, Chayin Be'Agvash Shapasa Kedesh Shachanach, that you can't make the bracha. The Chir bracha only starts from of Yaakov's Chavar. You now make the bracha before him. That's what the Gaon holds. If you don't cross him a short chukah, make a neach mel shachar, a lot of Gaon by him, rather than nothing yet, lahat him a vorach at Shiyakov. Notice, you can put on before him, but you should wait, vorach at Shiyakov in Tchel Sadom, chen nir daas lo yirava. So Shabbos, what do you do with Talos Gadol? With Talos Gadol, what do you do? So, according to the Mechaba, you shouldn't even put it on even before, like the Gaon. You shouldn't even put it on even before The shir before Yaakov's Neicher shir, you could tell between one car and another fella. Which is usually also about the same amount of Yaakov's Chaveya, which is about 35, 40 minutes before next. Before next. However, could you put it on beforehand? So that's the Machlokes HaPosekim. So Mishabura is the class, but Vice says to Mishabura that Lachatchila, you shouldn't put it on until Yaakov's Chaveya. Let's say the shul starts davening, let's say 60 minutes before Netzachama. According to Mishabur, you shouldn't put on the talis, gado, until, like some shuls, they wait until Baruch, right before Baruch, they make everyone put on the tefillin for him, they don't put on the talis, and they put on the talis by Baruch, which is ready this morning already, hopefully by the end of the morning. Depends how fast they daven. Sometimes it's done real fast, maybe it's the end of davening, or after Shemnes, or whatever it is, that all comes out. However, Moshe Netshuva says not like that. Moshe Netshuva says what you do, at the same time you put on your tefillin, you put on a talis without a bracha, and then it comes to Shir Yaakov, then you should make the bracha on the talis gadol. And as a tefillin, you can make the bracha when you put on right away. And when the talis gadol, you put it on, and when it comes to Zman, you mash it for tzitzit, and then you make the bracha of a satzit for tzitzit.
When you talk about
the Zman's
tefillin, you're talking
about Shemoneh Esrei, is that correct? What do you mean Zman's
tefillin? When
how early? 72 minutes, beginning of davening, not Shemoneh Esrei.
Beginning of
davening, is more shir? No, beginning of davening is right after the brachos. Brachos, if you're at the brachos, Shemoneh Esrei, you can't say it for 72 minutes. And when you want to say the Birchus HaShacha, if you want to wait till Alois to say Birchus HaShacha, then you say wait till Birchus HaShacha for Alois.
So you're talking about the Tzukhid
of Jimra Elis? Yeah, right. Yeah. In fact, there's a Chuvas Masham that some people are Samech on. Masham has a Chuva. Let's say Monday and Thursday, you have to increase the Torah. And you rush to Davin, and you don't have enough time, so he's Mekel to make increase the Chuva. It's a Chuva Masham. He says you can do increase the Torah before Davening, even when it's still nighttime already. So it's a increase the Torah, and then start Davening. And then you just skip, you know, you skip when it comes Monday, Thursday. After, what? No, that much not. Okay.
Well, in Davin you're a teacher, right?
Yeah.
And you hit from Ben-Nates.
Yeah.
So obviously everything was before Nates, right?
Yeah.
This is like a Chachila?
The Davin Ben-Nates?
I mean, to say everything, all the other...
Chilas, until that, yeah. Usually it takes, Yak is 35, 40 minutes. It normally doesn't take from the time you start, if you start davening, 35, 40 minutes, all shul's finished davening by then. Now to get to Shemoneh Esrei.
The basic step is you're allowed to start from Avos.
Is it Chachila
or
Vidyad?
It's Vidyad. So why is it Chachila?
What?
If starting davening is after Avos is Vidyad,
right.
And the only way you can hit Vasikin by starting before Nates and after Avos.
Yeah, but it's way after Avos. I'm talking exactly 72 minutes for Shkir, not Chachila. But if you can start, let's say, 20 minutes after Avos, and then by that time you get to Shemoneh Esrei by net, that's the proper thing. We're talking about before that 20-30 minutes before. Normally if you start diving by 72 minutes, you're going to finish the whole diving by net. 72 minutes to net, you'll finish the whole diving by then.
What's
the seeking? The seeking is by net. That's a chama.
Yes,
exactly.
You need at least half an hour.
Oh yeah, but not 72 minutes. By 72 minutes you finish diving already. So here it's just in kasha, but I'm telling you, but if I like... Right, and it depends how fast the shul davens. That's what it depends on. If it's a slow minyan, so if it takes 35 minutes to get to Shemoneh Esrei, so you start by Yaakov's Chaveya. Yeah. Alright. Let's say, you're on the road, it comes in the morning, you want to go down in the shul. So you look in the directory, there's a shul called B'nai Torah, whatever it is. Looks like a shul. You want to go in there. And time is Shabbos. You call up over there, it sees there's a minyanim. They say, yes, 7 o'clock in the minyan, can you dive in there or not? Can you go into such a shul? If it's a conservative or reform shul, it's asked us to dive in there, even if there's no woman there. Even though when there's the common place, the Moshe has common tshuvas, there's no hetzer, even there's no woman there, you're not allowed to daven, not Shabbos, not Mincha, not Maariv. There's no hetzer to daven. It's not to the shul,
That's not mamish for halachos of the church, but the mamish is, but you're not allowed to daven there. Not shachris, mincha, amayr.
That's not just minyan, or is it talking about by yourself?
I'm talking about going to minyan. You want to go to minyan in a different town, and there's a shul. You see, looking at the phone book, you find there's a synagogue, there's a temple nearby, whatever is nearby. You want to go down there. If it's reform and conservative, it is asa.
What about tradition?
I'm getting to it. Give me a chance. Okay, I'm getting to it again. What about traditional shul? Here's the Orthodox shul with kosher mechitza, and after that, just kosher down there. What about traditional? So this I asked your Moshe. What's your traditional? Okay, so that's what traditional is. I mean, it's one of the kosher, live in Chicago, the mocha of traditional Chicago. Right. Traditional is, they dive in the nutzah, like we all dive in, either ashma, tzvah, they don't delete anything from the tefillah. They do everything we do. The only nafkamina is, some have mixed seating, and some don't have a mechitza. Or a mechitza is very low, it's a part of who I want, okay? Put it the right way, okay? It's not a kosher mechitza. Okay. I'm saying it in a nice way, okay? So, the question is, can you daven in such a shul or not? If there are women there, it's possible you can't daven there. The only shy is that there are no women there. So, with Negeya, I don't know today, the loop synagogue used to be traditional. I don't know today if it's conservative now, it's still traditional. I don't know. Still traditional. But loop synagogue, people ask me to go downtown, they want to go down Mincha there, can they down Mincha there? So there's no woman there. So Moshe told me, it depends. He says, no, not exactly traditional, but the Kral is this, he told me. If they hold of Ikedin, they hold like Orthodoxy, just the parts of Mechitzes, if there's no woman there, you can daven there. But if there is women there, of course you can't daven there. But if they hold the sheet of conservative form, there's us to daven there. So again, the traditional is that everything do Orthodox in the gay, just in the gay Mechitza, or mixed seating, some have mixed seating also. The thing is that if there's no women there, you're allowed to daven. Sometimes some people tell me they go there in Mincha time and there's a woman saying Kaddish. So you can't daven there, so you have to just walk out then. There's no mechitza. Yeah, right, they have a side room. But that's the room you do. If that room happens to say they have a side room, which they dive in during the week, and they have a mechitza there, you can dive in there then. Moshe will say, you have shuls today in Chicago, they're traditional, and they have a mechitza minion downstairs. So the question, can you dive in there or not? It's a big shayla. And Moshe has a shul like this. You know, some people time is a steering shoe. My time is no steering shoe. Depends on the case. He has one shoe where he says that you cannot daven a shul, a conserve shul, that now daven if there's mechitza minyan. Another shoe where he writes that's muta. But that is not serious. Because one shoe where he says us daven mechitza minyan is talking a conserve shul. The other mechitza minyan is traditional shul. The traditional shul, then if they have mechitza minyan, then you'll have to daven mechitza minyan. So then there's no marriage sign then. So in Mela, he holds that the daven traditional shul, let's say that mechitza, upstairs there's no mechitza, downstairs is mechitza minyan, he holds you're allowed to go daven, because there's no real marriage sign, because here they keep the Orthodox tradition, this is mixed. So if you go into, you daven a different minyan there, and they know people know it's two minyanim, one that's for Fuma, and one for the regular people. So then the thing is, you go into such a shul, you can daven there. What? So make a simcha there, traditional. Most shittas are mekel, but there are machmir. Most shittas are mekel, but there are machmir. All
right.
Huh? Chasna, a bar mitzvah traditional show.
He said traditional.
If it's not mixed by the
dominant,
why can't you make a
simcha? Not that, he's doing the whole way. It tells the minig is not to go into a hole. It tells the shikar is not to go. But most parts came a lot. Traditional out there. What about conservative? Conservative is a shayla. So it's a chas in there. The Moshe time is in a tshuva. He says it's a conservative form. It's not a shul. Since the gosh like in a gataya, so it's not a shul. They said he came out of a chas in a conservative shul itself, he says, because it's not a shul. Even though some says that you now make a chas in a shul, that's not a shul, he says.
The whole reason that you
can't go because of
Mar Sinai. So if you go Shlach, so Malkum Tzarek, go Shlach is Mar Tzul, then it's okay then. Agav, we're talking about this. I might as well talk about something else, not the Gate Tzvillah, but things important to mention. We're talking about people traveling. When you go out of town, when you go to, you want to use a mikvah out of town, you run into considerable problems. Depends which city you're going to. You have to be extremely careful when you go to small towns. You have to make sure the mikvah is still properly maintained. I could give you I could tell you stories. The marshal, just many years ago, going back maybe 15, 20 years ago, Rabbi Herschel and myself, we once went down to Madison, Wisconsin. They wanted us to check the mikvah. So we went down there, and the mikvah was never kosher. It was the people using it, Kesayda, it was in a conservative shul, and the mikvah was never kosher. So you have to be careful that at the mikvah, it's a kosher mikvah. It has to be properly maintained. And Shihondi, you speak to her rabbi, you speak to someone. I once had a case, a woman told me she wants to go to Orlando, Florida. So, but she at that time there was no mikvah. Now I think there's mikvah in Orlando. At that time there was no mikvah in Orlando. So I didn't know where Orlando was. So I called up one of my fellow rabbanim down in Orlando, and he says the closest mikvah is in Tampa. Okay. I'm telling you, this is my Shaya. Okay. So she called me up, so I got the phone number, and I gave it to her. 3 weeks later, she calls me up, she says, Rabbi, next time someone goes to Orlando, don't send to Tampa mikvah. So I said, why? So she said, there's no hot water there. That's just it. But now I understand the Chabad where you had your own mikvah there in Tampa also, in Orlando also, but the mikvah is okay.
Yeah.
1 second. What? It's frozen water? I used to Rabbi Yashar.
Right.
Are you allowed to use a Lubavitch mikvah? When they built the mikvah, when they built the mikvah on Devani Avenue, so they wanted community support from the overall community, not from the Babish community, from all community. So they told them that they're not going to give money to mikvah unless Rabbi first says they could use it. So Rosh Hashanah called me up, and he says he wants to build the mikvah, he wants me to help him with the mikvah. So I said, how are you building the mikvah? He says, of course, the Lubavitch way. It's the Lubavitch way, which is bar agave bar under the mikvah. Mikvah agave bar. So I said, Rashi says, Dar Machna. And if you want to support, you can do the Lubavitch, but you have to do also bar b'tzidai also. If you're bar b'tzidai, I'll give you a letter that's okay. So he said, okay, deal. So he said, he promised me he's going to do it, and he did it, Taka. Besides, we have the Baal Shrebel, we have twas also, to be Yitzis also. So then, it's kosher, the Kuram, then it's kosher, it's no Shiloh, it's kosher. It's the Asim, Shita, the learning of the Bechayim, the Machma, so we're Machma like that. I had once a Shiloh that in Milwaukee, there's the two communities, one on the east side, one on the west side. One side was where Tversky lives, which is a mikvah like we have in mikvahs, bar b'tzidai, like it should be. And then the Chabad built it on the other area, other section, which Witz Yeshiva is, and there's another shul over there. So they called me up, can they use that? If during the week, they always travel to Tversky's mikvah. But if it's Friday night or Yantif, can they use the bar agave, could they use it? So I said, listen, the Shiloh Faiskim, next time I go, it's all Esau B'yashiv. The Moshe wasn't alive then already. So yes, so B'yashiv. So B'yashiv told me, he said, if there's no other mikvah in the area, you can use the Baragai Bay. It's just a Chumrah. So if it's during the week, you can get drive to the other mikvah, like Twisted Mikvah Milwaukee, go there. But it's Shabbos or Yantif, and to get a battle of Tvila, the Tvila's Mana, then you should have a battle, and you can use a Chabad mikvah then also. Therefore, that's why someone goes to Orlando, all these places where it's only Chabad mikvahs, and they have only Baragai Bar. Then I tell them they could use the thing. So one second. Now, when Moshe in the Tshuva, Rabbi says he holds it's not so fair to have Baragai Bar. In Tshuva, Rabbi says, you know, if you have to shemitah, it's okay. If this is a psak, a foolish psak from Rashi, so I use that psak. So that's usually, no, that's not something I'm going to say. I tell everybody, whenever you go out of town, whenever you plan to go on vacation out of town with your wife, always go after she's gone to mikvah here. Always plan it accordingly. Because sometimes you go to another community You don't care for it's dark at night in suburbia. You can't see. If you can't see, there's no lights anywhere. You can't find the mitzvah. So I tell people, make sure, try to arrange it always to go when you're first in Chicago and then go on vacation then. So you shouldn't have the problem. And I tell people, let's say if you do have to go in suburbia, go during the day and look at and travel back to mikveh. So at night time you'll be able to find it. Sometimes it's very dark. Fish guy can't find it. So during the daytime, get the address, go to during the day, pass by it, and look over, you know, look around the, you know, make sure you know where what it looks like. So when you come back at night time, you'll see again what it looks like. So what do you do? Add once this mikveh Baruch Hashem over the whole, come out the whole world, everywhere. As once a case, a woman called me up. She has to go to a mikveh. She's going to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, I don't think the Chabad has a mikveh there. At that time when the shadow was there, they didn't have them, that's for sure. So anyway, Atlas of mikvahs all over the world. I got a copy of the mikvahs all over the world. Alright, so, Sayyidah, why didn't, why are you planning to go to Puerto Rico? When she said it was December 25th, she wanted to go for that weekend, and to get this chicken, this hotel, you know, to get this hotel, she already booked it already in the summertime. To get it for 5 months later. So, and then it worked out, it didn't work out. So then the shadow, you have to use the ocean. The ocean and the lake and so on. There come the shadows that come up. Shadows from chatzitzes, shadows going at night time. Who's going to watch it going under? So there's common shadows, what to do exactly. So I don't want to go now with the hikos, we're learning hikos going on the road. So we're not going into that. You have a shadow on the nesten. But always you should try to avoid it before him, so you shouldn't run into this problem.
With the mikvah, it's not even
immaculate,
I guess, but can a man go into a lake
with
a
baby suit on? Yeah, it has to loosen his
bathing
suit.
Well, yeah.
Yes. Alright. We're down on the road, the Mechaber says, and Simon Tzaddik, Mechaber says, and Simon Tzaddik, that you should not be misvalo in a mokum parts. It says sifay, Simon Tzaddik sifay. But he's valo in a mokum parts. Kumai the sada. Im nei shikshu mokum sneers, chalavim, samach, libe nishba. So you're now down in an open, you know, open area completely. Shadavim, so Mishbu speaks out of it. Yeah, what should you do? He says, Vayvidrach, and Kram, it's on the Stav, so if there's no Hitzah, someone's on the road, there's no place to daven, he's allowed down the Soda. And you come up, and Misha says, Kishyesham Ilanis, Tavyos, Shyamish, and Shamanayim. But if you're near a tree, it's better to stand near a tree. Or let's say not a tree, to stand near the car. It should be next to something. But however, it should not be, you know, sometimes you go off the road, there's a complete open space, you should have a complete window space facing your shalai. You should go to a tree, daven, you know, stop your car to daven. You want to daven a minchi, it's getting late. You want to stop your car, you get to stop at a rest area, so you daven in a, by behind a building somewhere. But it shouldn't be in a, it should be in an open space. That's what the Mechaber says. Shiada Moba Kavona. And the reason why we make of, because Zakroi, it's not the normal way of davening. Let's say sometimes you want to daven. These cases, like, this is a shayla, I'm talking. A lot of these cases, shaylas that do come up, so that's fine. So I made a state of them. Let's say, for instance, you want to daven in a park, and there's a radio blasting away, and it's Kalisha. Sometimes Kalisha, Kalish, or it has this jazz music, the mom drives up the wall, and so on. Or let's say, for instance, you're driving, you're in a park, or sometimes you're in a place where there's a lot of noise. Airport, no, airport's not so. A place where there's a lot of music playing. Make announcements and so on. What can you dive in such a place? So, first of all, let's talk about, it's interesting, the Teres Rabbeinu, from the Stifler, the Teres Rabbeinu, Chedek Alam, that let's say you have Kalisha, Ois Kuf Ayin, Dal and Kuf Ayin Hei. Let's say you're in a park, let's say in the bus. Yishalayim, you're walking as it's on a bus. The blasting away the music, the radio. So, question: can you daven there? So the Torah says that if there's no other place, You're allowed to daven there as long as you know you can be mechaven. How let's talk about Kalisha. What is it about Kalisha? Let's say there's a woman singing. Kalisha Paskin, Kalisha's Erva. The Shailam Paskin, Kalisha Erva's Erva Daraisa, Erva Darabanan. The Chayadam seems to hold that Kalisha Erva's Erva Darabanan, Erva Daraisa. That's what Chayadam speaks out. But let's say it's in Nogafi, Daraisa Darabanan. Maisa, you now have to hear a woman sing. What about if you don't know what she looks like? Now, does the Taisis, in Saita Dav Chesam Aav, Taisis says, let's taste on the Daf. Taisis says, the Issa of not Kalisha, he talks about Samzai. Yetzirah is only Shoyrit on something you see. Something you don't see, Yetzirah is not Shoyrit. So let's say if you hear a woman singing, but you never saw her, or you never saw a picture of her, then, right says from Taisis, there's no one still hearing a Kalisha singing. Right says from Taisis. However, the Chalkis Yaakov has been got rise from other most I said been got rise that even if you don't know what she looks like, but in my search, you don't know what she looks like, there are certain places in the Armeiko. So as long as you're Kim Mechavan, and you're not paying attention to her singing, so it's not Sinamam Sheherva, and plus you're not Mechavan to listen to her, then you're allowed to daven even if it's a Kalisha. Even on a tape. If you don't know what she looks like, a tape would be mutter according to some paiskin. A Peter Stasis. But our paiskin are machna. Chatzkiyang, rather chayni are machna. Okay? But the maitha, if you want, now talking about davening. And let's say it's blasting away. The good is, as long as you know you can have and daven, then you're allowed to daven in such a place.
A narrow place.
What?
A narrow place.
Airplane, depend music?
No, but what? Yeah. And allow.